I congratulate MP Warminton on his new appointment in the ministry responsible for roadworks, and I wish him well. However, I would like for him to take great consideration of the many roads inside Southwest St. Catherine that are badly in need of repair, and these roads have been in a state of disrepair, some of them for possibly more than 15 years. Right? And these roads create a serious dust nuisance within the communities that they exist in, and they also contribute to great distress on the residents who have to be spending a lot of money in repairing the front ends of their cars. So I want to impress upon the minister to take some of these roads into consideration. If you look, for example, on Patrick Street, as long as I know myself, I don't think that road has ever been fixed, possibly more than 20 years. And the road is in a very deplorable condition. If you look at roads that exist in Davis, that Davis in Main Road is in such deplorable condition, I tell you, it is even impossible to walk on it properly, much less to drive on it. If you go in some of these housing schemes that people have invested great sums of money in purchasing these homes and wanting to maintain their property value, but the situation with the roads makes it almost impossible for them to maintain a healthy property value. If you look at schemes such as the Red Ground housing scheme, Colbeck Heights, if you look at housing schemes such as in Claremont, such as in Nightingale Grove, and he is even also on Nightingale Grove Crescent. These roads are in such a poor condition, they are even impossible to walk on properly also. And there are many, many more roads inside the constituency that needs consideration, you know. But these are some of the few that I've made mention of. Others include Water Lane, areas in the Vineyard Housing Scheme, areas such as Sweetsop Lane, Martin Lane, Bayview Housing Scheme, Belmont Park Scheme, Sharper Lane, and many, many more. If you're going to areas down Bootles, these people basically have to be walking and driving on trucks. So I want to impress upon the minister to, while he gives an open invitation for everybody else to call in and to provide names of roads that need fixing, I want him to concentrate on some of these roads inside the constituency.